USA Radio News with Wendy King.
1 week after a cyber attack took out a pipeline that supplies gas to much of the East Coast, many gas stations are still empty.
I got stuck in the parking lot because I didn't think that I was going to have enough gas to take it home. So my mom had to come and, pick me up, and then we, switched cars.
That woman was in Charlotte, North Carolina, where most of the gas stations are closed. The situation is the same in Washington, D.C. Colonial Pipeline recently restarted distribution of fuel after reportedly paying $5 million in ransom. A Florida politician has agreed to a plea deal and says he will cooperate with the federal investigation of North Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz. Joel Greenberg is expected to plead guilty to 6 federal charges, including sex trafficking of a child, during a court appearance in Orlando on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health. You've been hearing our messages for a while. You've heard Wayne Allen Root and his extraordinary testimony of what's been going on.
And women, if you have a husband that is struggling or needs a loving nudge, I encourage you to nudge him off the couch and go check out our masterclass on our website, including the amazing testimonials.
And these testimonials are just real people. They're not famous or high-level production. This is real people. People talking on their iPhone. People sitting across from their spouse. They share their real story. For the past 23 years, tens of thousands of people reversing arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, neck pain, back pain, migraine headaches, brain fog, lots of challenging things. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic.
And come check us out at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
There's now a brand new chair in the House GOP conference. USA Radio's Lance Pry has more.
House Republicans approved Representative Elise Stefanik as their number 3 leadership position Friday, officially voting her into the post after Representative Liz Cheney of Wyoming was forced out Wednesday.
The American people are suffering under the far-left radical socialist policies of President Joe Biden and Speaker Nancy Pelosi. In just over 100 days, we have an economic crisis, we have a border crisis, and we have a national security crisis. The economic crisis, we see the worst jobs report in over 20 years. Unemployment is up. Small businesses are struggling to hire workers. And Speaker Pelosi and Joe Biden's solution to that is to pay people to stay out of work rather than incentivizing people to get back to work.
After President Trump's endorsement, the 134-46 tally for Stefanik from New York was decisive.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
President Biden has revoked a number of executive actions taken by former President Trump in the last year of his administration, mostly in response to the protests over systemic racism and police violence. The orders include Trump's move to establish a National Garden of American Heroes, an order related to conservative complaints about social media censorship, and orders he signed to protect monuments and statues where protesters were targeting Confederate symbols last year. Those demonstrations intersected with the summer protests against the murder of George Floyd. The president also revoked a 2019 Trump proclamation that purported to prevent immigrants who will financially burden the United States healthcare system from entering the United States. In announcing the suspension, Biden said the Trump healthcare order does not advance the interests of the U.S. For Biden, these measures are meant to present to the world a changed and more progressive stance on humanitarianism and social issues. They also follow an earlier suspension by the Biden administration's of Trump's 1776 Commission, which sought to counter recent strides made by the American education system to describe more accurately the violent and racist roots of the U.S. government and society. You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to our website at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.